Maryland has a revolving door in terms of our criminal justice system, where 46% of people that get out of jail are back in within 3 years. 59% of those people are going into Baltimore City. So we need to focus on reentry. We need to get people that have these minor, nonviolent misdemeanors way back in their past to have them erased from the record in terms of employment opportunities, so that people can get back to get a job, have the opportunity to succeed, and become successful taxpayers in our society.
Now, as an employer, don't I deserve to know if the person who's coming in for a job has a criminal record, even if it's for a minor offense, even if it was a few years ago? It shouldn't be my decision.
Question? Do you have a what?
Well, if I were an employer.
Do you have a right? Or what was the word?
No, don't I have the right to know what's going on?
No, you don't have the right to know. And you no more than you have the right to know how many red light cameras somebody might have run or how many parking tickets they have. The question is whether or not the information would be relevant to a particular employer. And the fact that somebody has a disorderly conduct 12 years in their past or had possession of marijuana conviction when they were a kid shouldn't be relevant as to whether or not that person should be able to have a job or not. And so the view is here, what we're doing is we're balancing public safety concerns with the idea of getting people from at a prior misdemeanor, nonviolent crimes, an opportunity to succeed in our society. And the argument can be made that the public would be far more safe with those people actually having an opportunity to succeed and get a job.